हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके तू जो धरा पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
वसन में। You should get the verification from others as well to prove that what you do is right or what you are doing is right. Waste thoughts, waste a lot of time. This is why this is why Baba gives you the Murli every day for churning, for serving others. And it would be great if while journeying you just become lost in that journeying. You get absorbed in it. So Bab Dada every day gives you the Murli for churning, for doing seva, for your homework. And if you can churn that and become absorbed in it, And so this will become a method for you to become busy in it. So when you listen to the Murli and you churn the Murli and then get absorbed in that churning, this is very important for you. This is why Baba gives you homework every day. Nowadays, in education and study, the teacher gives so much homework to the children so that the child, when he returns home, he uses up all his time in doing homework only, stays busy in doing homework only. So too, Baba gives you homework to remain busy in. There is homework for all the four subjects. So, homework for all the four subjects. And also, three ways the homework. Homework in thoughts, words, actions. And homework of knowledge, yoga, dharana, seva, and thoughts, words, actions. So, you have to also pay attention in your thoughts, words, actions, and also imbibe divinity in you. This signal is also given in the homework. if you stay busy in doing this homework, then there will not be any margin for waste thoughts to come. If you adopt this method, continuously, then waste thoughts will automatically take farewell. They will bid goodbye to you. Bap Dada has noticed that everyone is paying attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance, although they are number wise. They are also paying attention to service through words. However, to change one's own sanskars or to change the sanskars of others. This nature and sanskars which you say in a royal form that this is my nature. I don't really mean it, but this is my nature. This subject of dharana or this weakness in the subject of dharana keeps coming from time to time. These days, Bap Dada keeps giving the signals whatever you are lacking in dharana, that whatever you are lacking in dharana, to that you pay special attention now. So pay special attention now to whatever you are lacking in dharana. Bhak Dada has told you earlier also, in dharana, you have to pay special attention to this main dharana, that dharana means inculcation, that supposing something happens, at that time, after that incident has happened, can you give a full stop in a second? Or you wish to apply a full stop, but it turns into a question mark? Instead of a full stop, it turns into a comma or a question. And it becomes a different different sign. Because why is Baba saying this? Because in the future, such strange circumstances will come in front of you that in a second you will have to apply a full stop. Such things will happen. You will have to apply a full stop. If if you by mistake apply a question mark or a surprise or a exclamation mark and then you try to correct it to rub that and try to apply a full stop, you will not have that much even that time even to rub the question mark and exclamation mark and apply a full stop again. You will have to apply a full stop instantly because you won't get more time than that. Therefore, you need to practice to apply a full stop instantly, and this practice needs to be there for a long period of time, because only then at the last moment you will become victorious. Therefore, now, at the time of any type of upheaval, which could come in the form of sanskars, nature. That is, you come across a test or paper in the form of someone's sanskars and nature, practice at that time. The practice of applying a full stop instantly. Then, this practice will continue for a long time. Then, this long time practice will help you later on a great deal, will help you a great deal later on. At Amrit Vela, Bhav Dada goes on a round. And checks. Each one's effort. What does he check? Whether the children are making intense efforts in all the four subjects, or are their efforts just ordinary ones? So, when Baba checked, went around and checked, what did Bab Dad observe? Bab Dad observed that as the time is moving very fast, there is also need for making the efforts intense too. As the time is moving very fast, there is need for making intense efforts too. Therefore, Bab Dada is giving you a signal. He is signaling you children, time is moving fast and coming close to the end. Time is moving fast and coming close to the end. Yes. also accordingly. There is need of fast or intense speed in changing your nature and sanskars. Now, Bap Dada wishes to make all the children to become equal to him. Your aim also is to become equal to the father, is it not? So for this, the easiest method is to follow Brahma Father, Brahma Baba. Whatever actions you do, you tally with Brahma Baba's action. You tally with Brahma Baba's actions. Whatever I am doing, do these actions tally with Brahma Baba's actions? Would Brahma Baba do that? Would Brahma Baba speak that? Would Brahma Baba think in that way? It is said, first think and then do. Before you speak anything, you weigh it. Those words which you are going to speak, weigh them first and then speak. That is, understand, realize whether, you know, how far they are useful. In Hindi, they are rhyming words. Pehle tolo, phir bolo. Tolo means wait and bolo means speak. So first wait and then speak it. So what does Bap Dada want to hear from you? When you have a heart-to-heart chat with Baba, Baba hears very lovely conversation, words from conversation from you. Of course, you do say a lot of things which are filled with enthusiasm. You said, Baba, I want to do this, I will do this, I know this will happen, it has to happen. So you tell Baba, you know, thoughts of enthusiasm as well. However, it's good that your thoughts are filled with enthusiasm. However, they change to some extent when they are brought into action. In thoughts, there's a lot of enthusiasm, but then they change a little bit when they are brought into action. Whatever plans you have made of service, of which you keep making, the plans you keep making of service, that Baba likes very much, all the programs that you hold or that are happening, they are also very good. However, now whatever service you are doing through speech or through the different methods you have adopted of service, you are definitely getting success through that. Baba is happy with whatever you are doing. But the only thing you have to do now is to do service through the mind also, and through your thoughts, give rays of peace, rays of happiness, rays of love to all the souls. This type of service should be done by you simultaneously along with the service through speech. And along with that, you have to transform your sanskars also. You have to transform your sanskars also. And help others to transform their sanskars as well. Probably Baba is trying to say that at the moment you spend a lot of time in trying to change your sanskars and trying to change the sanskars of others. Baba didn't say that you have to do, but you are spending a lot of time in changing your sanskars and trying to change the sanskars of others. But what you need to do now is to serve through the mind. Serve to the mind and give rays of peace, love and happiness. Pay attention more to this of giving rays, because later on you will need a lot of, you know, you will need to do a lot of this type of service of serving to the mind. Therefore pay attention to serving to the mind as well more and more. Those children who think that I do this service of serving the mind, raise your hand. Those who are doing this service of serving to the mind, raise your hand. Raise your hand high. Baba wants to see who are doing this service of serving to the mind. Okay, you may lower your hand. You are doing this service. Congratulations for that, if you are doing this service already. And those who are not doing this service, to them, Baba says, you have to do it. Why? Because very soon such situations, such circumstances will come. That it may not be possible for the ones who are to serve through words and to meet the people who are to hear through words, because they will be far away from you, and therefore you can serve them only through the mind. Physically, they will not be present in front of you. And therefore, as much as possible, try to form this habit of serving through the mind more. In this way, your mind will be more busy, and then it will be easy for you to become Manmana Bhav as well. If your mind is busy, then it will also be easy for you to change your nature and sanskars. Today, Bap Dada has come specially to meet the double foreigners. Today is the meeting specially with the double foreigners. Bap Dada is happy. Wow, my double foreigners, wow. So everyone clapped, and then Bap Dada says, Bap Dada is happy. to see Baba's children everywhere, in every corner of the world. The children who were lost, who were hidden everywhere, they have now come forward and have become instrumental in doing world service. Baba is happy to see such double foreigners. Bab Dada also heard that everyone is serving in his own area, in every village, in every town, city, wherever Baba's service has not taken place. They are making plans to reach there and serve the souls there. Therefore, congratulations for that too. Congratulations. Congratulations. This is very, very necessary. Why? Because when the end will come closer, the situations will become so bad that whether it is in India, in Bharat, or in foreign lands, wherever you will be, people will complain to you, people will complain a lot to you, and they will say, our father came and you never told us. Our father came and you never told us. At least you should have given us the message that the father has come. People will complain to you. This is why you are doing it, and you are doing it, which is good, and you have to do it more and more so that no corner is left without giving the message. Bab Dada, to the double foreigners and to those of this land, to the children everywhere, Bab Dada is saying that on seeing the children making, Bab Dada is happy to see the children making happy, making efforts. So Bab Dada is very, very happy. Why is Bab Dada so happy to see the children making efforts? Because and Baba knows that the Bab Dada likes the plan which the children are making everywhere in this land as well as in foreign lands. Let it be by any method, using any method, but the message should reach everyone. These signs is helping you a great deal at this time. Science is helping you a great deal at this time. Different facilities, means are being invented. New and new things are being invented by science and you keep on using these different gadgets of science by first becoming free from obstacles and then keep using them. Whenever you hold meetings of increasing service or for increasing service at that time, or whenever you hold meetings for increasing service, Bab Dada listens to what you all speak in the meetings and is very happy to see that how the children's intellect has become, is going all round, and the children are using these different scientific gadgets for service. Therefore, whatever plans you are making, Bab Dada listens to them. Bab Dada goes around in your meetings too. Wherever you may hold the meeting, whether you hold the meeting in Delhi, in this land, or in any city, in any country, wherever you hold a meeting, anywhere in the world, Bab Dada listens to everything. Bab Dada also has these gadgets, the different means for listening to what you are speaking in your meetings. Therefore, whoever has come from whichever country, from every country, whoever has come, Baba gives you something. What does he give you? What does he give you? He gives you lots and lots of love. First he creates a suspense. What does he give you? And then he says, love. But now the thing remaining is to make everything be done intensely. Whatever plans you are making, bring them in a practical form. Make new plans and then bring them in a practical form. See this yajna of yours. Only a few years before the yajna started, these new inventions came. Science started inventing these wonderful things just when your yajna started. Therefore, take maximum benefit of these scientific gadgets. They are for your benefit. See, day by day, so many new inventions are coming out. New inventions every day are coming out. The drama at the moment is giving you a lot of cooperation through these different facilities, different means. So drama, science, all are helping you at this time. Okay. All of you are always happy, aren't you? Always happy? Those who are always happy, raise your hand. Always happy? Even if something happens, you don't lose your happiness? You stay happy even then? If something happens? Because situations will come. So if you stay happy, even if situations come, then raise your hand again. Yeah, you stay happy? Raise your hand high, Baba wants to see. If you stay happy, even if any situation comes. You welcome those situations, don't you? You don't get afraid of them, do you? You welcome them, don't you? Because they come to make you experience. They make you, they increase your authority of experience. You should not say, oh, Maya has come, Maya has come. No, it's only a paper for you. You say, Maya, Maya, and then you allow Maya to come near you. But think it's a paper, it's a test. It's an examination. You know what Maya is. You have come to know Maya for many years now, is it not? What is Maya? So don't be afraid of Maya. Think it to be a paper, a test, an examination, and face it with happiness. And move forward in your class of experience. You are being transferred, going to a higher class through experience. You should not ask how to do, what to do, what, how, why. All these questions are not meant for Brahmins to think in this way. You are Trikaldarshi, are you not? So, what, why, how? These questions cannot arise in your intellect. It's a test which comes in front of you, and you raise yourself or move forward in your class of experience. You are moving forward. You have become experienced in everything, and you will become more and more experienced. Okay. The foreign teachers, raise your hand. Foreign teachers, raise your hand. Foreign teachers, raise your hand. They are telling Dadi Janki, Dadi, you also raise your hand. You. So Dadi Janki is also raising her hand, and she is a teacher too. So to all the instrument teachers, to all the instrument teachers, Baba says, a teacher means who is Bab Saman, who is like the father. Just as Baba speaks the Murli every day, similarly, even you are seated on the throne to speak the Murli. So you are Baba's companions. Therefore, as companions, Bab Dada tells to all the teachers, whether you are from India or from abroad, to all the teachers, Bab Dada is giving something special. You know what Bab Dada is giving? Congratulations, congratulations. It's like patting on the back, you know. Congratulations, not just in words, but with action. Baba says was shabas, which means to pat on the back and say congratulations, congratulations, with that love. It's a very special word, shabas. Pat on the back and say congratulations, congratulations, with love. Okay. All of you who are sitting in this hall today, from wherever you may be, next time when you come to Madhuban and meet the father, what does Bab Dada wish to see in you at that time when you come next time to Madhuban? Should Baba say what he wishes to see in you when you come next time to Madhuban? Whatever you think that in your effort or in your stage, this or that weakness or whatever is there, you know, something which is lacking in you or your weakness you have in you, that you have to transform in you and then come to Madhuban to meet Bab Dada. Will you do that? So, for this you have to check yourself within you. Nobody else can do this checking for you. You have to do it yourself. Now, who is ready for this? You can raise both your hands. Baba is looking everywhere. You can raise both your hands. Baba says that yes, next time we come to Baba, whatever weakness we have now will not be there when we meet next time. We meet Baba next time. Moini Ben, Dadi Jam came in, they are raising both their hands. Yes, mothers also raise your hand. And also apply a full stop, a dot. So apply a full stop and a dot and come. And then if you do that, whatever weakness it may be, if you finish that and come, then Baba will give you a gift. It may be a small gift, a big gift, but Baba will give you a gift. Baba will celebrate your transformation ceremony. Parivartan ceremony. You like this idea, don't you? You like this idea? Tell everyone in your classes as well, in the centers, whoever or as many who change themselves, that would be good, because that will bring time more close. Okay, want to say anything? Mani Ben is standing up and asking for the microphone. Mani Ben is saying, from 80 countries, 2,200 double foreigners have come. From 80 countries. So, from 80 countries, 2,200 double foreigners. Therefore, to every child, Baba says, to every child, Bap Dada gives the gift of love from his heart to every child. Mani Ben is telling, all the first timers raise your hand. Baba is remembering the first timers. All the first timers raise your hand. Can you all stand up please, all the first timers? Yes, all the first timers. Also, there are guests from Peace of Mind Retreat. There are guests from Peace of Mind Retreat too. So, Baba is addressing to the first timers. Please stand up. Please keep standing. Baba is telling the first timers, congratulations for your spiritual birthday. You have taken a spiritual birthday today. Especially Baba Singh, the guests of the Peace of Mind Retreat and all the first timers. Congratulations to you on your spiritual birthday, because you are the beauty of this family of God. You are the decoration of this family of God. Therefore, Bap Dada congratulates you and says, although you have come late, but still you have come before the too late board will be put up. You have come before that. Although the late board has been put up, but the too late board hasn't been put up. So Baba is saying, you have come before that and therefore congratulations. And therefore the whole Brahmin family is so happy to see you, to meet you. And as they are saying, oh, welcome, welcome our lost, long, now found members of the family. Welcome, welcome. Now, according to the time, you have to make intense efforts. You don't have to make slow efforts or little efforts, but make intense efforts, and then you are last, but you will come fast and also go fast and come first. You can become that. Will you do it? Will you do it? Go fast and become first? I was asking the first timers. Very good. Yeah, on behalf of the whole Brahmin family, on behalf of Bab Dada, many, 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 lots and lots of love and remembrance. Keep taking lots and lots of love and remembrance and continue to move forward. To all the first timers, Baba is addressing. Okay, you may sit down now. And Moini Ben is saying many types of artists and film producers, IT, you know, all those connected with media. Yes, all those connected with media are here. It's very good, Baba is saying. Media only is the method. Or the means of media is a very good method for service. So you, those who belong to the media, their work is to use this media in service. And Bhaktada has heard that you have had very good meetings. And Bhaktada wishes that Baba's message should reach every corner through the media, so that no one complains that they did not get the message. It is good what you did, and you will continue to do good more and more. And through that, souls will keep getting the Father's message more and more. Bab Dada has observed that whatever programs you hold, even this program is, you know, of Brother Nizar. Baba's telling him to stand up, so he stood up. Brother Nizar, this program which is being held in India at the moment by Brother Nizar. This is a very good program for giving message in a different way. These programs are also going on very well. Something or the other will definitely come as a result of this. So congratulations to you. Okay, all of you who have written letters, emails, cards, sent messages of Yaad Pyar for Bab Dada to all the children. Bab Dada merges all of you in his eyes whether they are messages of yad pyar or messages of service done or messages of the efforts you are making, all the news of every type, whatever you have sent to Baba, to all of you, to all such children, Bab Dada emerges them, and through the mind sends rays of peace, love and happiness. And Baba becomes silent because Baba is spreading those rays of peace, love and happiness. Even if someone has not sent any letter or card or email, whatever, but just had a thought, even that thought has reached Bab Dada. Even your thought has reached Bab Dada, although nothing physical has been sent. Okay. To all the courageous children everywhere who are receiving the Father's help, to all the sweet, sweet children, Bab Dada is giving love and remembrance and in this year, whether it is for the self or for the center or for the souls of the world, make such plans so that the people receive your power and fruit of the service you do. Therefore, to all the children everywhere, Bab Dada's special love and remembrance, or love and remembrance specially from the heart. So please accept lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart. Oh, Baba is saying Om Shanti. Something new.
सभी दादियाँ मंच पर आएंगी।